We're doing Sefer Maasiyot, and we had left off at a pivotal part of the story, and at this point, if there are any children listening to the story, so this isn't for you. So we'll just say they lived happily ever after. But for the adults, the story continues. Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua came and told the man that they had seen this miraculous robe that was waiting for him in the world to come, but it was missing its lip, it was missing the lapel. And the man blesses them, and they go their way. And the wife tells him, I heard what the rabbis told you, that your robe is not complete for the world to come. So listen here. You got to work hard to complete your robe for the world to come. And she says, you know, that's a great idea. That's brilliant. But I don't have any more money than I'm giving already to tzedakah. How could I do that? You know my financial situation. I don't have a penny more than I'm giving to tzedakah already. How could I? I don't have any way to get any more merits in life. And she says, Master, listen here. Listen to my advice and things will be better for you. You take me out to the marketplace and sell me. Take the money you get for me and give it to tzedakah. And then, maybe you will have a complete robe in the world to come. And he says, well, I'm scared. Maybe whoever buys you will seduce you or rape you. And then I'll lose the robe completely. And she says, I promise by the heavens that no such thing would ever happen through me. So he listens to her. And he takes her to the market. And he sells her. And he takes the money. And he gives it to the poor. And her master sees that she is beautiful. So he tries to seduce her, and he tries to overtake her, and he is unsuccessful. And he tells her, I want you in charge of my house, here are my keys. And she says, I can't be your wife. And he gets very upset, and he says, okay, if that's the way you want it, no problem. He gives her to the shepherd, and he says, you do what you want with her. And the shepherd couldn't seduce her. So the shepherd picks up the stick, and he starts beating her. But she won't give in. She sticks to her guns. And the shepherd makes her work like a maid. And she's working her guts out. And she's praying all the time. And as days pass, her husband looks for her. And he gets all dressed up. And the woman who was once living a regular life is now working like a maid. And he finds her all embittered. And here she is, dressed in rags, working, and he gets dressed up, and he says, Miss, you want me to buy you, and I'll marry you, and I'll save you from the situation you're in? And she says, I can't, I'm still a married woman, no way. And he keeps trying to seduce her, and he sends her letters, and he tries in every direction and she refuses. And when he sees how faithful she'd been to him all these years, he takes off the mask. And she sees him and she recognizes him. And they hug and they kiss and they weep. And Hashem heard them both sitting there weeping together. And a voice was heard coming out of heaven. I want you to know that your robe has been completed. And your wife's robe is even better than yours. Now go to this and this place, and you'll find tremendous amount of money that your father hid. And he went there and he found silver and gold and precious stones, and he went and bought his wife, and continued to do tzedakah for the rest of his life. So Rav Nissim Gaon says, I want you to notice how much kindness Hashem does to someone who does complete tshuva, and someone who calls to Hashem with a complete heart, when things are bad, Min ha-metzar karati ka, David HaMelech says, then Hashem anani v'amerchav, Hashem answers a person. And even more so when it's a congregation that calls out. One of the descriptions of the Jewish people is, Goy gadol, a great nation, asher lo elokim krovim. We are a unique nation that God is close to us and listens to us when we call out. The prophet even says, Bechol tzaratam lo tzar. Whenever it's hard, we're having it tough, so to speak, God has it even tougher. It says, "Enei Hashem el tzadikim." God's eyes are always looking at the righteous, and so to speak, God is concerned over their well-being. We say it in Ashrei, "Karov Hashem lechol koreav." Hashem is close to all who call Him, and in His mercy, He saves us and ultimately takes our revenge. As David HaMelech says, "When I go in times of danger, You give me life." And Rav Nissim Gaon continues with the story of Rabbi Hananya ben Tradion. The Roman emperor killed him in a cruel fashion and then demanded that his daughter be put in a brothel. And her sister was Bruria, the wife of Rabbi Meir. And she says to her husband, Rabbi Meir, she says, "Please pray to Hashem to save my sister from such a terrible place and from such a terrible person." And Rabbi Meir prays, and he takes 400 zuz, and he goes out to that brothel. And he lifts his eyes to heaven, he says, "God, please, if this girl is kosher and she hasn't evolved, if she's protected herself from sin, do a miracle for me to save her." And he gets dressed up, and he goes to the brothel. And he says, "Miss, here's the money. I wanna hire you." And she says, "No, I can't do that. Right now I'm having my period." So he tries again. He tries different ways of seducing her, and she refuses. And he understands that this is what she's been doing the whole time in the brothel. Every time she finds a different excuse, and she's kept her purity. So now he has to figure out, how can he get her out though? The brothel was a jail. It was, the Romans had a jail in which they kept the women, and then whoever wanted could do what they wanted in there, if they provided they paid the price. So he goes to the head of the jail and he says, "I want to take that girl and I'll pay you 400 zuz," which was a tremendous amount of money. So the jailer says, "You know, I'd like to take your money, but I can't let her go. What happens if the king comes and asks me what happens with her?" And so although Rabbi Meir wants to take her out of jail, he has to figure out a way of getting her out, and that's where we'll pick up next time.